Band.
The Smile Time House Band. One person, we already made a mistake. We forgot to mention Lindsay Battle is here.
Lindsay Battle.
Lindsay Battle.
Get up with Lindsay. Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do.
All right. So we're 10 minutes in, and what we're going to do is take our first break for the radio audience. We're broadcasting live from Ramones in Ramones in Myrtletown. Is this Myrtletown? What town are we in?
Harrison Avenue.
I'm aware of that. By the way, get the pizza. It's delicious. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have music from...
Not music. Are we doing
this? Oh, comedy. We're staying on the script.
Well, what about this event?
The string cheese incident?
Yeah. Is that...
Oh, yeah. No, we're not going to do
scratched.
That. We're scratching it.
Okay. Yeah.
We were going to have a slow string cheese eating contest, but I forgot the string cheese.
Yeah.
They don't have string cheese here?
We forgot the most important thing.
Yeah, the string cheese itself.
We'll have comedy next.
I know. It's terrible.
Professional comedy from Sarah Godlin.
It's KHUM. Comedy coming up next. It's the Smile Time Radio Hour Variety Program. Stay tuned.
Re-elect Cliff Clendenin. He works hard for the 2nd District.
Cliff supports public safety. He voted to maintain sheriff's deputy staffing levels and funding for our rural roads.
Cliff made the motion to reform county code enforcement, creating an unarmed inspector position whose job is to address threats to public health and safety.
Cliff led the effort, which brought bus service to Southern Humboldt.
I'll keep working hard to create jobs, maintain public safety, and our quality of life.
Paid for by the committee to re-elect Clendenin 2012.
Hi, this is Vicki.
And this is Patty from the Linen Closet
in Old Town Eureka.
And you may or may not know this, but Vicki and I are a couple of very local gals.
We have been born and raised here, and we're always excited when we can find local companies to carry in the store.
So we are excited because we just got to bring in a local jewelry line, and it is beautiful. You probably heard of it.
And it's Baroni. And we're just, like Patty said, really excited. This line is perfect match for us,
and it's just beautiful. I mean, the sterling silver, the stones and the beadwork. It's not just the little charms that you kind of build a necklace or build a bracelet, but there's also some really showstopper pieces that if you wear them, people will be like, ooh, is that Baroni? And it has a special look and people notice it. So if you were wondering where in Eureka that you can get Baroni now,
it's the Linen Closet.
So come on down and check us out.
On the corner of 2nd and F
in Old Town Eureka.
Dress your home from our closet.
Growing off-season or year-round in Northern California, you gotta have a greenhouse. Anchored greenhouses, built from well-braced steel tubing and securely attached high-quality poly, easily withstand high winds and, for many of you, wet snow loads. Cheaply constructed greenhouses often fail at the worst possible time, right when you're harvesting. Why risk it? The purpose of a greenhouse is to mitigate weather extremes and protect your garden or crop year after year. The experienced staff at Water Planet will help you design your custom greenhouse. From floor layout to hoop fabrication, woven poly attachment to fan sizing and installation. Check out the 4 models of greenhouse frames already erected on site and PV-powered snap fans in operation. With most sizes in stock and the largest selection of woven poly and light-depth fabric in Humboldt County, why go anywhere else? Your source for greenhouses, poly, snap fans, and all the goodies to make your plants hum. Open 7 days a week across from the marsh on South G in Arcata, Water Planet Garden Supply, your high-performance gardening center.
It's summer and you want fresh, clean carpets for your family? Here's a tip. Call Pays Reliable Deep Steam Carpet Care. With just one call, Pays will deep steam clean your carpets and get them professionally cleaned using their green, environmentally safe methods. And for far less than you'd expect through this radio carpet cleaning special. Call 442-1919 and ask about the radio carpet cleaning special. Pays Reliable Deep Steam Carpet Care. Water Damage Specialist, 442-1919. For perfect carpet cleaning every time, it's Pays.
The place doesn't look like much from the street. Paint peels off the door in layers of many colors, archaeological evidence of a project long since abandoned. Above the door, a crooked neon sign alternates a martini glass and the word lounge. That's it. Not exactly an inviting exterior. But just then, a wisp of piano jazz sneaks through a crack near the door hinge. It swirls around your ear, then evaporates into the foggy night. You wander in. Red Nagahide booths, barely visible through the smoke, line the perimeter of the room, the center filled with small tables for two, atop which sit even smaller shapes shaded lamps, lamps that cast just enough light to illuminate faces, laughing, conversing, lingering glances and flirtatious smiles. A person wearing a white collared shirt, sleeves rolled up, quietly polishes glasses behind an ornate, if weathered, Queen Anne bar. You look around. The music may have brought you in, but the ambiance lets you know you've found your place. The Cocktail Hour, sponsored by Jessica Earl, Northtown Books, Head Over Heels Mixers, and Mad River Brewing Company. Every night at 6 p.m. right here on KHOM. Radio without the rules.
Yeah!
There it is. The Smile Time House Band.
What a band.
What a band. Unbelievable. It's KHUM. Thank you, by the way. That's DJ Scott. You hear him Saturdays on KHOM. He's on the trombone.
Yeah,
appreciate it. And this, by the way, holding the applause sign, is our intern, Alfred.
We don't pay him anything.
He works for free. Let's give it up for working for free.
Yeah.
It's not true. We're legal. He gets, it's like the bare minimum that you can pay an intern. I'm sorry, Alfred. But he's awesome.
The least amount we could possibly pay him by law.
That is what's happening. Yeah.
But I just want to mention that we have an anniversary tonight.
We do.
This is the 37th year this band has been working together.
I did not know that.
Hardest working band in show business.
All right.
37 good years.
Nine months ago, I was in the womb, so...
We want to thank everybody again who came out. If you're just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from Ramones. It's a Smile Time variety show where we do a comedian and we got music and it's the old way. Thank you, Alfred. Thank you.
Nice job.
We have in-laws in the house over there. There are in-laws and yes, in-laws.
Give it up for the in-laws.
And there are outlaws, I'm sure, as well. What we want to do now is we want to introduce our comedian. We asked around for the funniest possible person that we could get, and the response was unanimous. It is Sarah Godlin, and she
Sarah
is
Godlin.
On Comedy Night. So please make welcome Sarah Godlin.
Yeah,
fun right there.
Hello. Can you help? It's an awfully low mic.
Sorry about that.
Is that all right?
I will adjust.
Radio
it for you.
Land can hear, right?
Yeah.
That's okay. I just like the sound of my own voice because I'm built that. I'm also 6'2" and a professional volleyball player. I love radio. Do you ever notice how a bunch of stand-up jokes start just like this one? The gentleman in the glasses over there is the only one that can't hear. What's up? Let's see. I also don't have any notes, Radioland, so I've memorized this whole thing. I've got a pretty green thumb. I don't want to brag. I know this is bragging, but I can't even leave a potato in my cupboard for 6 months without it turning into a plant. I'm still bragging. Hold on. I'm not even watering it, so I'm pretty good at stuff. I'm also pretty good at video games. I've got a new one on my Wii. It's called Netflix. And the object of this game is to sit on your couch and eat cheeseburgers. And I'm really good at this, too. There's not much I can't do besides growing an actual plant and playing an actual video game. Do you think that there are any Mormons that still think that their secret underwear are secret? I think there are, and I have a theory as to why. When a Mormon kid who reaches the age of 8 or 9 or 10 starts talking to his non-Mormon friends about underwear, and trust me, 10-year-old kids talk about underwear. It's underwear and butts, and those are the things that they like the most to talk about. And they realize that their friends' parents, there's a discrepancy there. I feel like they probably use this knowledge they have that their parents are keeping a secret about their underwear against their parents for leverage so that their parents buy them a trampoline. Because there are two truths in life, and one of them is that every Mormon kid has a trampoline, no matter what. The second... Yeah, I'm right, right? I grew up with a lot of Mormon kids, and boy, did I tell them about my parents' underwear. They weren't weird at all. And the second truth is that if you wear your underwear inside out, they're more comfortable. That's the second truth in life. I have a birder friend. He's he's actually a Mormon guy too. A pretty cool guy. He's a birder, so he's got his bird list and he watches birds. And he told me something very neat about ducks the other day. You know how they fly in a V formation? And one of the sides is always longer than the other. You know why that is? There's more birds on that side. God is a mysterious guy. You know, when God created seashells, I'm pretty sure that he didn't create them so that hippies could use them as ashtrays. I think that he created them so mermaids could use them as ashtrays. I think they're messing up the balance there. I am an embarrassed American. Now, before you agree or punch me in the face, I would like to tell you why I'm an embarrassed American. America is about tractor pulls, and it's about demolition derbies, and it's about monster truck shows, and I am embarrassed about how much that all appeals to me. It sounds like a pretty good time. I'm the kind of person who recycles the little thing from my yogurt cup, you know, but still, I want to sit with a beer in a plastic cup, eating a corn dog next to a big guy that's spilling beer all over me, watching an eagle go past and a fighter jet on the other side, and they almost hit, and so they fight in the sky, and then there's some. I like him the best. And there's explosions, and then there's some cars that get this. They're in the rink, and it's not called a rink, but just follow me here for a second. They're actually trying to hit each other until there's only one car left. They are smashing into each other, trying to destroy each other until there's one car left. Now, if that's not American, and if that's not wasteful, and if it's not destructive, and if it's not awesome, I don't know what is. Yeah. Now, I'd like to end my set with asking you guys for your help. There's this song that they play on the radio. Now, I think they've been playing it for like 20 years. I'm not sure if they play it on K-Hum or not, but on every radio station almost, they play this song, and it's an amazing song. I don't know the band. God, it's good. And I'd like you guys to help me find out who sings this song so I could get the CD or the record, whatever it is, and play it nonstop in my own house. So I'm going to sing you their hit song so you can tell me. All right, you guys ready? My mouth's dry. I had one beer. I should have had more. Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results. And then it's got some guitar. Radio gets results. Breakdown. Radio. You know it gets results. That's radio. You know it too. Who is that? They're amazing. I'm always requesting that song at karaoke, and no one can help me out with that. So if anyone has a lead on that band, please let me know.
One hit wonder.
One hit wonder, I'm sure of it. Okay, I'm Sarah Godlin. I'm out of here. Thanks a lot, guys.
Sarah Godlin, ladies and gentlemen. Sarah Godlin.
Very nice.
Larry, you know that song, right?
I've heard it before, yeah.
Yeah, it's the hallmark of fine radio stations.
Yeah, I like the bass line.
We can get you that, Sarah. We can get you that. One more time for Sarah Godlin, everybody. All right, we got to take a quick break here, and then when we come back, it is time for music from Lindsay Battle. We're also going to do our Hippie versus Redneck Trivia Challenge. So everybody stay tuned for that, and thanks again to our in-house audience. We're live from Ramones. Make yourself some noise. Take it away, house band. Radio Without the Rules, live at Ramones. We are having a hell of a good time. We got to take a quick break. Do stay tuned. Back in just a moment.
Coming to you from Hendrix Studios up on the hill in McKinleyville, the prices are always low. Jeremy Duncan, come on down. Dennis Lunsford, come on down. Russ Robinson, come on down. And Tom Howard, come on down. And now, the host of The Prices Are Always Low, Bobby Olson.
Today we have a brand new 2012 Chevy Sonic. Take a look at that beauty. Isn't it a nice car? Now, my question to you is, where can you get the best deal on that car? Okay, time's up. Show me your answers. Well, I'll be. Every one of you has the same answer. Opie Chevrolet Buick and used cars. Well, it looks like everybody's a winner today. And if you want to be a winner too, make sure you buy your next car at Opie Chevrolet Buick and used cars, where the prices are always low.
If you'd like to save hundreds of dollars on home and garden supplies plus building materials, come to Pearson's Building Center.
This week is the annual spring sale at Pearson's Building Center.
Not only can you save a lot of money on those spring projects, this week you can register for a chance in Pearson's famous money booth.
This year the jackpot is $2,400.
Need trash bags? We've got heavy-duty contractor-grade trash bags on sale for $10.67 a box.
In our lumber yard, we've got fence boards and decking on sale, plus Bear Mountain pellets for your pellet stove. Just $255 a ton this week at Pearson's.
If you need box fans to keep air circulating on warm days, we've got 20-inch box fans for just $17.88.
In the garden shop, bags of steer manure are just $1.49.
It's the annual spring sale at Pearson's Building Center.
But this sale lasts 1 week only at Pearson's.
Now celebrating a half a century of building friendships, Pearson's Building Center is truly Humboldt County's home center.
Royal Gold Premium Potting Soil, developed in the heart of Humboldt County for gardeners demanding the best. Royal Gold offers four mixes to fit a variety of gardening conditions. Mendo Mix has great water retention qualities and is highly charged with nutrients. Basement Mix has great drainage and is lightly charged with nutrients. Coco is a very consistent medium and has great porosity. Tuber has excellent drainage and porosity for frequent watering. Royal Gold, success is in the bag.
Nicely done.
It is the Smile Time Radio Hour broadcast. You're listening to K-Hum. We are live at Ramones on Harrison. Again, thanks to Ramones for being awesome. We really appreciate it. And thanks again to Sarah Godlin, who was awesome. And now it is time. Oh, by the way, over there in the back is Andrew Goff, who is working hard on writing a song about the things that have already happened. And we're halfway through. Can we get our hippie and our redneck?
Yeah!
Hippies and rednecks, to the front, please.
Are you doing that?
Aren't we?
Well, you had told Lindsay she was going to...
Oh.
She's not ready anyway.
We'll stay on track. I'm seeing that's the next thing is hippie versus redneck challenge.
I know, but you announced... We'll settle this later.
Oh, okay.
Why do we always fight when we do a variety show?
She's so mad. All right. Can we get... Alfred, could you move that mic in front of our guests here? Okay. So... Here is what we've got, is we put the call out on the radio for a hippie versus redneck radio challenge. This man is Dennis Mayo. Does anybody know who Dennis Mayo is? Anybody? Dennis?
Testing.
Okay. Testing. He is a Republican. He is literally a cowboy.
I'm not a Republican.
Oh, he's not a Republican.
I'm absolutely a Democrat now.
Oh, of course.
Registered Democrat.
Are you really?
Absolutely.
To sabotage the other side?
Just because I decided it was time for a change.
Okay. All right. And then over here, we've got Jeff Musgrave. Jeff, how are you?
Yes, and I just registered as a Republican for Ron Paul.
Excellent. You don't have to get that close. We got the mics all handled here. Okay, so what we're going to do is there's going to be a written element.
You know, Jeff was a Democrat until we started on this bottle of Jameson's, and now he's a card-carrying
container away. Okay. The Republican, you get the red pen.
Past Republican.
You get the yellow pen. Okay. If anybody wants to play the home game, feel free.
So, Mike, is this kind of stereotypical kind of a deal?
Yes, it's okay. Stereotypical. Okay. We're putting you into cliches.
There you go.
Okay. So, Question number one. Oh, we need our scorekeeper. Rachel, please come up. Rachel Hoffman. Lay.
Go hippie!
Team hippie.
So you know what Jack Nicholson's most famous line in the movies are?
Jack Nicholson's?
Yeah, most famous line in the movies.
No.
I'll give you hints from Easy Rider. And it is...
They're sharing a cup.
Nit squash!
Oh my gosh.
Oh dear.
Our hippie is drunk. I mean, our redneck is drunk. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Now listen,
Rachel needs a mic.
You can. Darling, you can take the glasses off because when you kiss us, you have to have your eyes closed.
We're going to keep it clean, Dennis.
Yeah, we don't want a sexual harassment suit.
Let's get started with the Hippie versus Redneck Radio Challenge. Are you ready? Jeff, are you ready? Dennis, are you ready?
Ready.
It's go time. You need bells. Dennis, here's your bell. First person to ding in. If you get it right, you get the point. If you get it wrong, you lose a point. The other person gets the point, okay? So you got to be sure.
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you, Joe.
Rachel is the scorekeeper
and I have
the
to
final
tell
authority.
You, Rachel is beautiful in her red high-heeled boots.
Rachel, do you have a boyfriend?
Not much else.
She needs some.
Rachel,
she needs to be
Rachel,
on the PA.
Sit right here, darling.
She is on
sit
the
right
PA.
Down here and
get Dennis, I'm going to warn you one more time.
Dennis is telling you're out of here. All right, first question: who is the Speaker of the House?
When?
Now.
Currently.
Boehner.
You ring your bell.
Okay, you get the point. Is John Boehner is the Speaker of the House?
Yeah, but I don't like him,
dude. Okay,
no, I don't own a TV.
One get a point.
One for the redneck.
How come your microphone isn't on?
I don't know.
He's right.
Keep Let's talking. Just pretend.
So but one.
Am I supposed to? No, there's no kisses yet.
You can get up here.
No, that's fine. Okay, so
Mike promised me kisses. That's the only reason I came.
This is a bad idea already,
Rachel. Please talk into your microphone. Yeah, we have the answers.
Yeah.
The microphone's not on.
Did I tell you about my cousin
Just
Kathy,
you can't hear, they can
got
hear
the
radio.
Tattoo.
Oh, great. Okay.
So we can tell you if they get it right or wrong.
Right.
Okay.
What kind of judge am I?
So just
you're a lot prettier than my cousin Kathy. But,
I'm at the mercy of the DJs.
You're terrible
well, I got
at this.
A point.
Please give him a point.
Well, 1 point. Right.
Question
we'll,
number two.
We'll keep track of this.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Question number two.
Yeah.
There are 11 congressional candidates running to represent us. 11. 11.
Nobody cares.
How many can you name? Start writing. How many can you name? You have 30 seconds. Go.
Okay. So he's going to write down my answer, too, and I'm going to tell you about my cousin, Kathy, that got her tattoo.
Take his point
okay.
away.
And, Dennis, okay.
And she got,
loses.
He loses a point.
The hippie gets 1 point.
Why would you put a tattoo upside down on the back of your neck?
Question number
That's
three.
That's ridiculous.
That's good. You win. You automatically win.
I got one.
And it said,
and
like,
he lost
my
the point.
Ears, I know what I'm doing.
No, Dennis doesn't get any points because he didn't
Andy Caffrey is the only
But he still has one from before.
Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, nicely done.
So they're tied.
Okay. Now.
And I stand by my response. Who cares?
We're having Republican problems.
We still have a Congress.
Next up.
I hear
next
myself.
Question.
Now we can hear you.
Yeah, I hear myself.
Okay.
It's better.
According to the Pew Research Center, those aged 18 to 29 are much less likely than older people. This is a true or false? True or false? According to the Pew Research Center, those aged 18 to 29 are much less likely than older people to correctly answer questions about current events.
Less likely.
Dennis gets the point.
Point for Dennis.
The rednecks are in the lead.
Redneck in the lead.
Hold on. We need another drink.
No, we don't, dude. No, we don't.
Bartender.
I can tell you don't. You're
Next
good.
Question. Who is the British Prime Minister?
It's not that,
redneck.
Redneck.
It's not that old gal anymore.
No.
You're going to lose a point. Hippie gets a point.
Point for Hippie.
Yes.
Is that bear guy, right?
No, it's not. All you have to do is be quiet.
Listen. This is my friend. I'm looking
I'm
out
winning.
For him.
I know, you're winning.
Mike, you realize that when he grows up, he's going to be a redneck? He's got everything it takes.
The way you put your hand on his knee was very
cool. That was a nice knee.
I was worried that the hippie was going to be the problem.
Yeah, I did not know that the rednecks. All right, next question. This is going to be the final one in politics, okay? We're in the international section of politics. Final politics question. According to the New York Times, which country is the world's, quote, most graying and indebted nation?
One more time.
Which?
Oh.
No, go ahead. Let him.
No.
You rang in, dude. You're in. The question again, which country is the world's most graying and indebted nation?
Spell that word. I can't hear what you're saying.
The average age is getting higher.
Graying?
Yes.
Would that be us? I mean the U.S.?
You are incorrect. No. The redneck gets a point. It is Japan.
That ain't even fair.
Oh, yeah.
Japan is getting older, and they are deeper in debt than any other country in the world.
Do you remember when they were buying all our ranches and all our tall rise buildings?
I wish
we were all mad at them.
We could turn you off.
See what happens? Just wait a while.
Next category, sports.
Well, now that's China.
Sports. Who's ready?
I have a beer. Yeah.
Dennis?
You're going to give me a...
I can multitask, Mike. I can talk to the ad man.
It's very clear that you cannot. This is good radio, right?
We've learned one thing.
Yes, we have learned something here today. Never get a redneck on a trivia contest.
And you know what? If my cousin, it's amazing with that tattoo that they didn't take her damn kids away at 14 years old, you know?
Nobody knows, my God. Okay, Dennis, are you ready? Focus up, buddy. According to Scientific American, climate change has been predicted to increase the number of blank in baseball.
Home runs!
Boom!
Yes! That is correct.
But I thought that had something to do with sex, but I'm...
No, it's because the air is getting thinner because of baseball. Climate change.
No, I just thought people were going to get luckier, but that's... Oh, well.
No.
I can hope, can't I?
All right.
We're at 4-2. Rednecks in the lead.
Rednecks are... Thank you, Rachel.
4-2.
Okay.
Wow. 4-2, redneck.
A few more here, hippie. Come on, hippie. You can do this, buddy.
I can do it, man.
Here, have another drink, dude. Have another drink, dude.
Where does the term Wi-Fi come from?
Ooh.
Comes out of one of them pinko guys that invented the internet. You know, Wi-Fi.
The redneck is wrong. Give the hippie a point. Wi-Fi doesn't come from anywhere. The industry made it up.
True question.
Watch what I said. One of them pinkos.
This is
we decided that's a half point apiece, you know.
No.
This is supposed to be the highlight of the variety hour.
Okay.
No.
So
yeah, it's supposed to be good times. Yeah. Okay.
You get purtier and purtier and purtier, you know that.
As you get drunker and drunker.
No.
Okay, next question. Cornflakes.
Yes.
Cornflakes.
Kellogg's.
This is multiple choice. They were originally developed to A, calm the libido, B, aid weight gain, C, punish misbehaving orphans.
Libido.
The redneck gets a point.
Wow. You're on it.
yeah, it's true. Redneck, because they were originally very bland. And what is he doing? We're going to give it up for the redneck.
Redneck.
Right.
Why is the hippie's reaction time so slow?
That's a good question.
I've actually been a student of that my whole life.
All right. This next one, you're going to need your pen and your paper.
Hey!
And you guys can try this, too. This is kind of a trippy question. You have 30 seconds to write down as many Shakespeare plays as you can. Go.
Oh, jeez.
Hamlet.
Dude.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I can't play?
No.
Larry loses a point.
That's about where I cut off.
Okay.
Halfway. Halfway.
Extreme.
Oh, yeah.
How many Shakespeare plays can you name off the top of your head? And time.
Okay.
Beat the audience.
The redneck has named Hamlet. Group 5.
Henry V.
There you go.
Nice.
Romeo and Juliet. 50 Cent Night.
Fifth Night.
And Othello.
That's pretty good. How many is that?
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm not amazing.
I forgot about Puck and all them other sweet guys.
Now I know where 50 Cent gets his material.
And Hippie.
The Hippie got
Othello,
4.
Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and A Midsummer Night's Dream.
The redneck wins.
Oh.
For now. We got a little bit
more
to go.
You know why an Oaky Marriage and a Tornado are alike?
Someone's going to lose a trailer.
A lot of sucking and blowing when it starts, and at the end, the trailer house is gone.
Family show. Family show. Okay, we're going to do, let's do three more?
Three more.
Three more, okay.
Well,
guys.
Wait, where do we stand now? Let's get a scoring update.
6-3.
Ooh. 6-3, redneck?
Redneck's winning. It.
We're looking for a sweep here. Come on.
You got to get all three.
Oof. Okay. Wait, here we go.
Then we can go in.
Look, I'm going to toss some soft serve to the hippie. All the right. Coast redwood is closely related to which of the following plants? Sitka spruce, Douglas fir, ponderosa pine.
Hold on. Start that over, please. I was flirting with the girl. I was flirting with the lady. Sorry.
Well, that's because he's flirting with you. Okay. One more time. The coast redwood is most closely related to which of these plants? Sitka spruce, Doug fir, ponderosa pine, or the juniper bush?
Juniper bush.
Oh!
Tie.
Both get a point.
Yeah!
I just...
Yeah!
Okay, here's another one. Who named Headwaters Forest?
Oh, shit.
Come on, hippie.
Daryl Cherney, maybe.
Wrong! Hippie gets a point.
Hey! Nice.
Does anybody know? Who knows? Who named it? Greg King, that's right.
Boo.
Nice.
Sis. Boo. Right. Hiss. Okay. Boo.
Okay.
So we got...
He thought 75. That up himself? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's a fact.
I doubt that very seriously. Greg, okay. I love you, but you don't got those kind of chops.
Redneck has
okay.
Seven.
Okay. Hippie versus redneck. What's the score, Rachel?
7 for the redneck.
Uh-huh.
5 for the hippie.
Yeah! Come on, dude. You do it.
It's still time.
Okay. You do it.
Okay. Which community in Humboldt County was formerly known as Fairhaven?
Out there at Samoa.
Dude, it's still known as Fairhaven.
Yeah.
That's a trick question. Hippie gets a point.
Yeah.
That was an evil trick.
Well, that's fine. Okay. I used to ride the ferry across there when I was a kid.
I believe that. So okay, anyway, which community...
I'm trying to help you, dude, every chance I can.
Which Humboldt community was formerly known as Wrangletown?
Oh, Wrangletown.
Where is Wrangletown? Mo knows.
Oh, Rio Del.
Wrangletown.
Rio Del.
Rio Del?
I think...
Ring your bell, make it official.
Wrangletown.
Consummate your answer.
Rio Del.
We need a bell.
We need a bell, Dennis.
Go for it.
Which community was formerly known as Wrangletown?
Willow Creek.
Sorry, Jeff. The community now known as Freshwater used to be called Wrangletown.
Yay!
Wow.
All right. Oh, shit.
Wait. Okay, we'll do one last one. What's the score?
8-6.
This one is worth... You have to get it wrong, and he has to get it right.
8-6? This last question is worth 5 points.
5 points.
Oh, wait a minute. This is like one of them shows where everything triples when the...
Yes. Yeah, right.
Yes, got it.
Here, we better have another shot, dude.
No. Don't never take it from a redneck. No.
Jameson's.
The drinking is ridiculous. Okay.
You know, we do have a lot in common.
That's true.
I like his girlfriend.
Oh, goodness. All right. Final one.
She's listening right now.
For all the marbles.
I'm clearly biased. I want the hippies to do better. The marijuana known as train wreck was believed to originated in Humboldt County. It's generally classified as an indica-dominant strain. Is it a indica-dominant strain, a sativa-dominant strain, or an indica-sativa blend? Hank Sims wrote this question.
Blend?
Blend.
That's technically true, but...
It's technically false, actually.
Well, but they're all blends.
Well, this is a poorly thought-out question.
Because...
I can't believe I missed the pot question. Oh, my God.
Which one's dominant? Dominant.
All right. Well,
they both said blend.
Okay. I think we're going to leave it there. No.
I disavow all knowledge.
Will you certify a winner, Rachel Hoffman-Lay?
Well, let me do some math. As far as I can tell, the redneck had 8, but then just now lost 3 points. And the hippie has 6.
So who wins?
Well, 8 minus 3 is 5. And no, wait, now
I
the hippie
didn't lose
has
that
6.
Question. He did. He
the hippie wins!
It's what I have to
yes!
I'm not sure if this election was valid. I think we need to recount the votes.
Oh, Lordy.
Oh, wait, I won. Never mind.
We were hoping to have a tiebreaker.
Okay. Is there security? We need him out of here. The hippie wanted to plug McKinleyville Trinidad Arts Night, which is going on tonight.
Oh, yes, please. Tonight is a Trinidad Art Nights, and that's going on. The No Good Red Ramblers are closing the night out at the Ocean Grove, and from 6 to 9, there is art all around Trinidad, so come on down.
Okay.
Thank you.
Put your hands together for the hippie versus redneck.
And I wanted to plug the McKinleyville... And I wanted to plug the McKinleyville Rodeo Association Arena. We rope every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, and jackpots every other Sunday. Come on up and have some fun with us.
Sounds good. All right.
Dennis, I'm going to check you out on that. I definitely want to check that out. It sounds like fun.
Look at
Thank
that.
Thank you, Kay. Kay Hum.
Bridges have
Thank
been
you so
built
much,
between
Mike.
the two communities.
Ah, beautiful. The age-old question finally answered.
He spilled whiskey all over our gear.
Hippies are smarter. Yeah, he spilled whiskey on our router.
All right.
That's cool, though.
And now it's time for music from Lindsay Battle.
Is it?
Is it time for music from Lindsay Battle?
She.
We are live at Ramones. It's KHUM. It's the Smile
She
time.
May not have been ready.
Well, you know.
It's all right.
It's fine. Have a microphone. Step right up.
Step on up.
Turn it around.
Okay.
There you go.
Excellent, thank you.
Well, she's going to sing into the top outfit. She's going to sing into that one, and that one can stay at that level. Just point it towards her instrument. There you go. There we go. Right. Lindsay Battle, who played a show last night, I believe, at Redwood Yogurt.
I did, and it was fun.
And you will be at May Day at the Blue Ox tomorrow.
Indeed.
Along with Sunday, broadcasting live from Ferndale, California, from 9 until 2.
All right. That's my agenda these days.
Yeah, are you ready for me to intro you?
What's that?
Are you ready for me to do the introduction?
I am.
Let me get my sign.
Kip, you want to get on the drums? I got somebody who's going to play the drums with me.
You will have to?
Yeah.
A drummer?
I have a drummer.
Well, does he have drums?
He has a drum, but he said that we could use these drums as well.
The famous Bill Mahnke.
Yeah, thanks, Bill Mahnke.
The house band is going to give up the drums?
Yeah, hop on him.
Nice. Thank you, Bill.
Yeah, thank you. All right, I'm going to play a little ukulele song then for
All
you.
All right, give it up. Lindsay Battle.
Thanks, you guys. In life we make decisions, some with options galore. Should I sleep on the futon or snuggle on the floor? It has come to my attention that some people just want more. But when life hands you six strings, just take four. Just take four when you're uncertain. Less is more when you're not sure just what to do. Just before getting overwhelmed with obligation, know that less leaves more to your imagination. Just take four when two more complicate things. It's a chore sometimes to sort through what more brings. To avoid getting caught up in complications, know that less leaves more to your imagination. Now here we see our troubles are much simpler than before. The things we take for granted become harder to ignore. Though it's tough to pass up bargains at your favorite thrift store, when life hands you six strings, just take four. Just take four when you're uncertain. Less is more when you're not sure just what to do. Just before getting overwhelmed with obligation, know that less is more to your imagination. Just take four, win two more, complicate things, it's a chore. Sometimes to sort through what more brings, to avoid getting caught up in complications, know that less leaves more to your imagination. Just want to do just before getting overwhelmed with obligation. this leaves more to your imagination.
Thanks, y'all.
Lindsay Battle.
Lindsay Battle.
Thanks for having me. That's Kip on the drums.
Thanks, Lindsay. All right, Larry.
How are you? Beautiful.
How are we doing?
We're good. What time are we at? Oh, we got 8 minutes.
Yeah, we got 8 minutes, so I think we're actually on time. I didn't expect the hippie redneck thing to go so poorly.
No, I expect a little more cooperation from the redneck.
I was really he was quite belligerent, and to that end, it's sort of regretful.
Yeah.
But what we've got now, ladies and gentlemen, this is Andrew Goff.
Mr. Andrew
Hello.
Goff.
Do you see the applause sign? And Andrew has been here, and he has been writing a song about the events of the evening. Andrew, are you ready to chronicle this in song?
Like, yeah, but you know, it's like Lindsay wrote a song. Like she had a song that was all like prepared. I feel,
no,
you
you're
know,
fine. You're fine.
You know,
we don't expect much out of
okay.
you.
No.
Good. You're not gonna get it.
Okay. Are you ready?
Andrew.
All right.
Yeah. Are we going?
So this is going to be a song about tonight.
This is written about the events of this evening.
Okay.
It's the Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. That's two M's and an E, 'cause the British are classier than you and me. It's the Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. Luckily the show is better than crap. Now let's recap.
Yeah.
Sarah Godlin, she was real funny. She quipped about Netflix and Mormons and you didn't have to pay any money. But I was less impressed with her jokes than the fact that she was able to keep it clean on the radio. Cause this is like a family show. It's the Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. Lindsay Battle strums a mean ukulele. DJ Scott blows a mean trombone. It's the Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. Sorry to all the people in the back. We'll make sure that you can hear next time. Dennis Mayo acted real drunk. But that's okay, 'cause Jeff Musgrave was probably high as a skunk. And I am happy to report in this song tonight that even hippies and rednecks can't get along. Hey, 'cause it's a Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. Did you like the part where Mike said something witty? Then Larry said something witty back. It's the Kehoe Smile Time Variety Program. Revolutionizing radio 40 years too late. I was gonna end on a high note.
Yes, yes, yeah, go!
Give it up.
Yes,
go.
All right.
Beautiful.
All right, well, this has been a fun experiment.
So far, so good.
I wouldn't go that far. Thank you guys for coming. We're going to kick the house band off, and they're going to play us out, right?
They're going to rock us out.
Okay.
House band.
House band will rock us out.
House band.
We're going to do our shout-outs.
And we got some shout-outs?
There are some shout-outs. We would like to thank Ramon's Bakery and Cafe. We would like to thank Sarah Godlin. We'd like to thank Andrew Goff, Lindsay Battle, Dennis Mayo.
No,
Jeff Musgrave, DJ Scott, and Alfred Esparza, the intern. Thank you guys one more time. Make some noise for yourself. That's not that much noise, to be honest.
All right, there it is.
Larry, this has been fun.
It's been fun.
It has been fun.
How much I can say.
It's been a thing. Jazz Lewis and the Southside are coming up next in mere moments. Stay tuned for that.
That's right, baby.
Again, one more thanks to Ramon's Bakery and Cafe. We really appreciate them. Barrett is awesome.
Thanks, Lindsay.
And that's going to do it.